Psalm 102 today. And I want to share from Matthew Henry what he says about verses 12 through 22. He says this is a psalm of encouragement by expecting the performance of God's promises to his church. Wow, we live in an expectancy, don't we? An expectancy of what God is doing for us every day and what he's going to do for us in the future. He says we are dying creatures, but God is an everlasting God, the protector of his church. We may be confident that it will not be neglected. Sometimes you wonder, God, are you just neglecting your church? No. He's doing things in us all the time. When we consider our own vileness and our darkness and deadness and the manifold defects in our prayers, we have cause to fear that they will not be received in heaven. But we are here assured of the contrary, for we have an advocate with the Father and are under grace and not under law.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whew, right? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I love grace. I love the sound of that word. It's melodic. Grace. We are under grace. Redemption is the subject of praise in the Christian church, and that great work is described by the temporal deliverance and restoration of Israel. Look down upon us, Lord Jesus, and bring us into the glorious liberty of thy children, that we may bless and praise thy name. Amen. We are in a time, a trying time in the world, and we look to the church for our foundations, and we look to the church for comfort and stability, and we look to God and his work in the church, and the very thing that he has for each of us, comfort, as we fellowship one with another, as we fellowship with the body of Christ, we are raised up and we are encouraged and we are put in remembrance that God is good and he's taken care of us. Yes, no matter what the circumstances, God is in control. He's sovereign and he's taking care of us. So let's stand and let's say this verse from Psalm 102, verse 12. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. As we remember him, he is remembering us, and in him we live and move, and that's where our being is. Is that true?
That's true.
Let's put up your hands if you believe that. In him we live and move and have our being.